The students spent a week in Havana, Cienfuegos, and Pinar del Rio, playing concerts in each. Besides their formal appearances, the group also played in several schools. Before performing for students, though, the students would perform for them.
Pretty emotional moment for me was seeing the kids play.
That's Abram Fernandez. He speaks the most Spanish and would introduce the UTSA students to the Cubans.
We went to this elementary school. Young kids, 12 years old, 10 years old, 11 years old, and there's some raw talent there.
Ashley Lucero.
They would play this instrument called the tres, and so it has six strings, but they're grouped into twos. And there were 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds playing this instrument so well.
Dan Schumacher says the Cuban students and teachers treated them like rock stars.
And we just like walked in the room and all the students just stood up and applauded. It was heartwarming and everyone wanted to cry. And then when we started playing for each other, it was just amazing.
It was so exciting to see these young kids be so involved in music and have great understanding of rhythm. They played some really complicated music.
Ashley says she will always remember the graciousness.
We were given all sorts of things. After performances, we were always given flowers. It was so nice.
One of the trip's high points for all the UTSA students was playing for Cuban guitar master Leo Brower.
That I got a positive reaction and walked away with a lot of advice and material from such a great mind. You know, I was elated.
Here's Dan.
For Ashley and me, we both played original compositions, and he just really liked them. It seemed like he really understood what we were working for.
Brower said something to Aiden Witten that, well, shocked him.
He called me a professional guitarist and was like, I've never been called that before. Hearing a master tell you something like that, really, when you put so much time and you're so passionate about something like this, I mean, that really means a lot. It really hits you.
Each student's experience had different high points. Ashley looks back fondly on Cuba's street art.
My favorite part was just walking up and down the streets of Old Havana and getting to see all the buildings. Art was everywhere. The street art was in itself amazing. There was so much expression.
One of Dan's favorite moments was trying to teach young Cubans how to whistle.
And so just a bunch of 6-year-olds like going, like blowing into their hands, trying to make noise. And I don't know, I got a little teary-eyed.
Because guitar strings are hard to find in Cuba, before going there, Dr. Dunn contacted the Daddario Guitar String Company, which quickly donated 100 sets of strings to give away.
Yeah, they went fast, that's for sure. I wish it had been 1,000 sets of strings.
Everybody thinks there may be a follow-up Cuban trip for the ensemble, and Abram says Dr. Dunn wants to take something else in addition to strings.
He has this idea of donating wood so that they can make classical guitars over there, because the big problem over there is the wood supply. They don't have good wood.
There is a good guitar maker in Cuba that can build concert guitars but has no access to wood. And so maybe what we should try to do is bring some wood, try to bring some tone wood for this luthier.
There was one thing about the Cuban trip Aiden really didn't like.
It was leaving. I wasn't ready. I don't think 7 days was quite enough. You know, we had all these amazing performances, and those were possibly the most emotional, but I wanted to stay so bad.
Dunn says despite the stress and overwork, the students did San Antonio proud.
They were just first-class ambassadors, and I think they're even closer, honestly, after this trip.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.